CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you as usual by G4NJH. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website and the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 26th of May 2019. Here are the main news headlines. New propagation prediction tool released. Cricket World Cup radio marathon is imminent. New forum for Easy 100 satellite up converter. The RSGB's Propagation Studies Committee has released a new propagation tool for amateurs based on the ITU's ITUR HF prop program. The new tool is the work of the programmer and committee member James Watson, HZ1JW. It gives hour by hour monthly median propagation predictions from a location you specify to one of 28 locations around the world. You can select your operating mode, for example SSB, CW, FT8, local noise levels, the antenna type at each end, and other variables. The results are presented in tables using colours and numeric values to indicate path properties. There's more information on the RSGB website, and the tool itself, which is free to all amateurs worldwide, is also on the RSGB website. It's only a few days until the start of the Cricket World Cup Radio Marathon. Some brand new awards have been added, including Worked All Teams and Worked All Cricket Grounds. The marathon runs from the 30th of May to the 14th of July, and full details on the RSGB's website. There's been a great deal of interest in the Easy 100 DIY up converter for geostationary satellite QO100, published in the June RADCOM. Special interest group has now been created for discussions and support at groups.io/g/easy-100, and all are welcome to join. Dementia Awareness Week is run by Alzheimer Scotland from the 3rd to the 9th of June. Peter MM0NQY will be running GB2DAW during this time to help raise the worldwide amateur community's awareness of dementia. Operating from the Shetland Islands in Scotland on various bands and times, Peter hopes the end result may be a worldwide net where operators with dementia could talk to each other. For more information, see qrz.com entry for GB2DAW. Next Saturday and Sunday sees this year's Museum Ships Weekend. Transmissions will be sent from all sorts of old and special ships worldwide, enabling unique QSOs. Around 110 museum ships around the world have registered to take part, including seven or so that are new to the event. Ships and boats from submarines to aircraft carriers will be on the air, and a full list can be found at qsl.net/w/WA2TVS/museum. Now details of rallies and events for the coming week. Today the Durham District ARS Radio Rally takes place at Bowburn Community Association, Durham Road, Bowburn, County Durham, DH65AT. Doors open 10:10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. with disabled visitors gaining access at 10 a.m. Admittance £2. There'll be traders bring and buy, as well as RSGB bookstall and special interest groups. Catering and licensed bar is on site. Contact Michael, G7TWX07826924-1192. Next Sunday, the Spalding DARS annual rally takes place at Holbeach Community Sports Academy, Penny Hill Lane, Holbeach, PE12 7PR. Doors open 9:30, admittance £3. The venue offers easy access from the A17, a large area for book traders, boot traders, and modern hall for indoor traders. There'll be a car boot sale, RSGB bookstall, special interest groups and trade stands, catering available on site, and there'll be a prize draw. Contact Graham Bohr, G8NWC 07754619701, or email rally secretary at sdars.org.uk. To get your event into RADCOM, into GB2RS, or on the RSGB website, please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The print cycle means we need up to 4 months in advance to get your information into RADCOM. Now, the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources, M0PAI, will be active from the 1st to the 8th of June on the Isle of Lewis stroke Harris. IOTA reference EU 010, Isle of Skye as MM0PAI portable. You'll be active all week on 80 metres to 2 metres, including 4 SSB and on FT8. New references for world flora fauna will be activated. There'll be WAB references up for grabs and possible SOTA activations depending on the weather. Rick LA stroke DL2 VFR, Friedrich LA. LA stroke DL4 BBH and Klaus LA stroke DL7 UXG will be active from the Vesterålen Islands EU 033 from the 27th to the 31st of May, and from the Lofoten Islands EU 076 from the 1st to the 5th of June. They'll operate CWSSB and FT8, QSL Home Calls, Club Log and EQSL. Akio JE2QIZ has received a license to operate in Naypyidaw, Myanmar, as XZ2B. It covers 20 to 300 MHz at 25 watts maximum and expires at the end of June. Details QIZ.com. Dwight V7BV is on the air from Guatemala as TG9BBV until the 13th of June. QSL Home Call Direct Bureau Logbook of the World. UKJH1NBN is active as 9N7BN in Nepal until the 4th of June. Bands in use are 80 metres to 6 metres, CW and FT8, QSL Home Call. Special event news, GB0RBW, will be active for 4 days on Wednesday, from Wednesday the 29th, from Bath and West Show near Shepton Mallet, organised by Mid-Somerset ARC with support from Yeovil and South Bristol clubs. The station will be on the air from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. Burton Amateur Radio Club will be operating GB2RTF for Rolleston on Dove Transport Festival on Bank Holiday Monday. The station will be active on HF, VHF and UHF using SSB FM, FT8, FT4 and CW using SDR and traditional transceivers. Unusual call sign GB9SOS comes to life at the end of its month-long run on the 31st of May, run by G8XQB in aid of SOS Radio Week. Full information can be found on QRZ.com. Please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible for free publicity on GB2RS, Radcom and online. Remember that stations using UK special event stations must be open to the public, so our free publicity can help. Now, the contest news, 48-hour CQ Worldwide WPX CW contest is in full swing, ending 23:59 UTC tonight, using CW only, 1.8 to 28 megs bands. The exchange's signal report and serial number. Also today, the 26th, the UK Microwave Groups contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC, all modes 5.7 to 10 gigs bands. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The third 70 megs cumulative contest runs from 1400 to 1600 UTC today, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs 1900 to 2000 UTC, using FM only. Immediately, it's followed by the all mode 432 megs UK activity contest, 2000 to 2230 UTC. The exchange for both contests is signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday, the SHF UKAC takes place 18:30 to 21:30 UTC, using all bands on the 2.4 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 80 metre club championship CW leg runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Next weekend we'll see the lower part of the bands very busy for the RSGB CW National Field Day, which is part of the IARU Region 1 Field Day, running from 1500 UTC on Saturday to the same time on Sunday. It's CW only on the contest bands 1.8 to 28 megs. The exchange is RST and serial number. Note that although the RSGB and IARU events coincide, European data protection laws need need, I'm sorry I say it again, European data protection laws mean you need to send your log to each organisation separately. RSGB can't forward to the IARU on your behalf, as has been the practice in earlier years. Also next weekend, the CNET contest takes place, 1200 UTC on Saturday till Sunday, the same time. CW and SSB can be used on the 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands and the exchange of signal report and serial number. The UK 6-metre group summer contest runs from 1300 UTC next Saturday to 1300 on Sunday, using all modes on the 50 megs band only. The exchange of signal report, serial number, locator and UK SMG membership number. Finally, for next weekend, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest takes place next Sunday from 1000 to 1600 UTC, using all modes on the 23, 13 and 6 centimetre bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Geomagnetic conditions have been much quieter over the last week as a result of the reduced coronal hole activity and a lack of coronal mass ejections. The solar surface is now devoid of sunspots, so we're back to settled conditions. Many listeners are reporting that 20 metres is staying open longer at night. This is to be expected as we move towards summer ionospheric conditions, characterised by lower maximum usable frequencies during the day compared with winter, but sustained MUFs at night. This is due to a mixture of increased D-layer absorption during daylight and a change in the ionospheric chemistry to more molecular rather than monatomic species, which are harder to ionise. Some long-distance contacts into the USA have been reported even at 2 a.m., and we can expect these to continue. At 20 metres may even become a 24-hour DX band by midsummer. There's a slight chance of an elevated K-index on Friday the 24th or Saturday the 25th due to an Earth-facing coronal hole, but otherwise the geomagnetic field is predicted to be quiet. NOAA predicts unsettled conditions on the 28th and 29th when the K-index could rise to 3 or 4. The solar flux index will start at about 68 and is predicted to rise to 74 or 76 by next weekend, presumably due to the return of a sunspot group. And finally, as mentioned in the main news, the RSGB's Propagation Studies Committee has launched a new HF prediction tool that uses the ITUR HF Prop engine. The tool can create predictions to 28 different locations around the world based on your particular antenna mode and power, and it joins the vocab-based tool launched earlier this year, which can be found on the RSGB's own website. Now VHF and up propagation. With this week we'll find a tendency for high pressure to be located to the southwest of the British Isles, with any tropo prospects biased towards southern UK into France, across Biscay into Spain perhaps. The bulk of the country is dominated by low pressure to give a showery type of weather and offer some possibility of rain scatter, since it's likely at this time of the year to be a case of some showers being heavy and thundery. Sporadic E is working well this season, with some openings reported on most days, often as high as 50 megs and occasionally higher. Obviously not all paths have been accessible from the UK, but some have, and so far this season many of the paths have been associated with jet streams. The coming week suggests some further jet stream activity over northern Europe and Scandinavia, while flows over southern Europe become weaker. Perhaps it's time for paths to Scandinavia and the Baltic to come to the fore. It's always worth remembering to check at the cluster and, as an operating principle, try a late morning or early evening check on 10 metres and 6 metre beacons for signs of activity. The moon is at apogee today, so losses are at their highest, but falling as the week progresses. Declination is rising and goes positive on Thursday, so EME conditions will become more favourable towards next weekend. Again, there's no significant meteor shower activity this week, so in between the sporadic E, keep looking for the early morning random meteor peak on the lower VHF bands. That's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me until next week also.